रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल रोजाना सुबह 7 बजे से रात 12 बजे तक लम्हा बलम्हा बदलती सूरत हाल पर रिपोर्ट्स, मुजाकरे, इंटरव्यूज, हालात हाजरा पर अपने सामईन को बाखबर रखने का अहम जरिया। इस्लामाबाद से 1152 किलो हर्ट्ज पर, कराची से 639 किलो हर्ट्ज, लाहौर से 1332 किलो हर्ट्ज, पिशावर से 1260 किलो हर्ट्ज और क्वेटा से 756 किलो हर्ट्ज पर रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल सुबह 7 बजे से रात 12 बजे तक। रेडियो पाकिस्तान, कौम की आवाज, हर दम हर लम्हा आपके साथ।
Radio Pakistan News and Current Affairs Channel presents in-depth insight into important national and international issues with expert opinion by eminent analysts, whether it's national security, economy, foreign policy or infrastructure development. Reaching out to our listeners from Gilgit to Gawadar, from Khyber to Karachi, with unbiased shades of opinion. Radio Pakistan, Voice of the Nation. Keep listening to the English Show Perspective for latest news and analysis from Monday to Saturday from 6:10 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and Assalamu alaikum listeners. You're listening to News and Current Affairs Channel of Radio Pakistan Islamabad. The program is Perspective. And I'm your host, S.M. Bashir. And in today's program, listeners, we are going to talk about two very important aspects of international politics, international relations. The first will be that we will be talking about Pakistan committed to act against all terrorist groups in its own national interest. Pak-US relations span multilateral dimensions and should not be limited to counter-terrorism only. And also, in the second topic which we will be talking about is government and opposition is in agreement on the delimitation and census issues. 5% blocks will be re-audited based on random sampling according to the procedure proposed by the opposition. So, listeners, these will be the two topics that we will be talking about. And the first topic to begin with, and we will have a detailed view, and we will be talking at length about this topic in due course during the program. But however, just to begin with, Pakistan has reiterated its commitment to stamp out terrorism from the country, and it has carried out large-scale operations against the safe havens of terrorists. Rejecting U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's statement, Foreign Office spokesperson Dr. Mohammad Faisal said that operations against terrorists in the country are being carried out in our own national interest. Operation Radul Fasad and before it Operation Zarb-e-Azab broke the back of terrorists and improved law and order situation in tribal belt of Pakistan. With this, listeners, we will take a short break, and once we return, we will talk about this topic at length.
Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs Channel presents in-depth insight into important national and international issues with expert opinion by eminent analysts, whether it's national security, economy, foreign policy, or infrastructure development. Reaching out to our listeners from Gilgit to Gawadar, from Khyber to Karachi, with unbiased shades of opinion. Radio Pakistan, Voice of the Nation. Keep listening to the English Show Perspective for latest news and analysis from Monday to Saturday from 6:10 p.m. to 7 p.m.
रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल रोजाना सुबह 7 बजे से रात 12 बजे तक
लम्हा बलम्हा बदलती सूरत हाल पर रिपोर्ट्स, मुजाकरे, इंटरव्यूज, हालात हाजरा पर अपने सामईन को बाखबर रखने का अहम जरिया। इस्लामाबाद से 1152 किलोहर्ट्ज पर, कराची से 639 किलोहर्ट्ज, लाहौर से 1332 किलोहर्ट्ज, पिशावर से 1260 किलोहर्ट्ज और क्वेटा से 756 किलोहर्ट्ज पर रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल
सुबह 7 बजे से रात 12 बजे तक
रेडियो पाकिस्तान कौम की आवाज हर दम हर लम्हा आपके साथ।
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to News and Current Affairs Channel of Radio Pakistan with the program Perspective, and I'm your host, Hassan Bashir. And before we went on break, listeners, we started off our program with Pakistan has committed to act against all terrorist groups in its own national interest. Pak-U.S. relations span multilateral dimensions and should not be limited to counterterrorism. Pakistan has once again reiterated its commitment to stamp out terrorism from the country, and it has carried out large-scale operations against the safe havens of terrorists. Rejecting the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's statement, Foreign Office spokesperson Dr. Mohammad Faisal said that operations against terrorists in the country are being carried out in our own national interest. Now, Operation Radul Fasad, and before it, Operation Zarbe Azab, broke the back of terrorists and improved law and order situation in the tribal belt. Listeners, as you are all very well aware of the situation which is gripping this region and the kind of sacrifices which Pakistan had given in the war against terror, in fighting on this, which was basically not even our war. This trickled down from the soil of Afghanistan after the Russian invasion and then after the war which was fought. And successfully the people beat the Russians out from there, and then obviously Pakistan, since had been an ally into it, and it's a natural alliance and natural border sharing with Afghanistan, had to bear this brunt of menace of terrorism. Internationally, Pakistan has basically played the war of the globe, and this menace of terrorism, Pakistan has been the pivot in wiping it out from the face of earth. Pakistan's efforts are recognized by the world as a whole, but then there is always a deficit which is being experienced and seen, that U.S. demands of trusted on Pakistan to keep doing more is always seen out there. However, this does not mean that Pakistan will only do something if Pakistan is asked or Pakistan is pressured. Pakistan has been doing fighting against this menace of terrorism for a very long time for its own interest as well, and for the better interest of this region, because after the shifting of the global narrative from geopolitics to geoeconomics, the situation in this region is no wonder is to improve on the economic front. Pakistan, who had given a long sacrifices, economic sacrifices which Pakistan had given, are known to everyone in the world. Pakistan, that is why Pakistan once again, and time and again, Pakistan has reiterated that we are committed, basically, to stamp out terrorism from not only from our country, and it's carried out large-scale operations here in Pakistan just to control it and wipe it out. And that is why Pakistan has, the operation, so many operations which were, fought, and that is Radul Fasad, and before it, Operation Zarbe Azb. They all were meant to basically make sure that the terrorists do not get hold and do not have any place or safe havens in Pakistan to stay on. So Pakistan has always been the front, on the front, and Pakistan's policy to fight the terrorism has been very, very aggressive and very outgoing out there. Pakistan has played its role, which is recognized by all the countries. May it be Turkey, may it be Saudi Arabia, may it be Iran, may it be some neighboring China, Russia. Americans also recognized the sacrifices which Pakistan has given to fight against this menace of terrorism repeatedly. However, there is another view or another angle of seeing this entire situation is that the U.S. keeps rejecting, at times reject the efforts which Pakistan has done, and they still ask Pakistan to do even more. Pakistan is very much committed to doing this thing for itself, for not only for anyone else. Pakistan is committed to make sure that this menace does not any more or any longer stays with us. But we are joined by Dr. A.Z. Hilali. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much. Very welcome.
Sir, we are talking about Pak-U.S. relations in the wake of the recent statement which has been given by Mr. The Secretary of State of America, Rex Tillerson, and he has said that Pakistan has to more, and it has to be seen in the Pakistani from view that maybe the tomorrow the war which is being fought for Kabul, maybe they understand the terrorists understand that Islamabad would have been a better target. So such kind of statements are very aggravating, and this is definitely going to disturb the peaceful relations between Pak-U.S. What do you have to say on all this in the entire backdrop of what all Pakistan has done till now?
Thank you so much. Actually, being an observer, what I am feeling and observing, the statement of the terrorism is highly irresponsible, irrational, or even non-diplomatic. Being a Secretary of State, he has to be maintain the balance in terms of wording, what he means the countries are doing and what he is going to say. Pakistan is a responsible and sovereign independent state. No doubt United States have an interest. Pakistan do have an interest in the region. Pakistan betterly knows what they are doing and what can we do. So it's a very strange thing that once United States have changed its a policy after the end of the Cold War, and then we seen the United States have seen its policy after the 9/11. And there was a war on terror which has created too much problem in the world and particularly to Pakistan. And the war was on the doorstep of Pakistan, in which Pakistan not only deployed 150,000 its own troops on the side of the western border, even they have taken many type of responsibility and they have given many type of sacrifices. So we lost economically, we lost in terms of investment, we lost humans, we lost properties, and we seen our infrastructure have destroyed, and we have provided a good omen and good security to the world peace or the whole of the international community, because Pakistan works as a gateway and junction of this region in that regard. So, I mean, that there is this sorry state, why United States is not realizing the Pakistan services and Pakistan's, I mean, act which he did during the, I mean, like, the war on terror and still doing on. We are not saying it was the only war of the United States, but equally war of the Pakistan. And what Pakistan did it as per its own national interest. But what is the unfair? Number one, United States have not been adjusted the losses of the war which Pakistan faced. Pakistan was in isolation. So United States has not come forward to take the shoulder to shoulder to helping to Pakistan, assisting to Pakistan, backing or supporting. Apart from the just general statement which sometimes they have given. And we are also believing United States have its own interest, Pakistan have its own interest, being the independent sovereign state. So we did it a lot in the past. We are still doing. But the matter is, there is terms and conditions which Americans are applying and imposing on Pakistan, that is not possible for any independent sovereign country. We will do, we are willing to do, as just 2 days before, Shah Khan Abbasi, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, mentioned very blatantly and very clearly, if America has to provide the roadmap. They have to provide the information, either in terms of intelligence sharing, which they previously did it, and the people who were the Canadian and Pakistani forces rescued. So we have taken the action, and in the past, some other matters, they indicated Pakistani army, Pakistan security establishment, appropriately taken action. So we did it. But we cannot make war within our own country. Again, we have our own objective, we have our own interest, we will look forward, we will review the thing, what United States desire. We cannot allow any third country, because they have to come and use our land and meet it the first within our own country. So statements are very irresponsible, highly condemnable. There was no logic. It means if they want to take turn, they take turn. Pakistan can survive. Pakistan have also very good friends in the region and in the international community. Or more and more, even Baltimore, the United States paper very intelligently mentioned that we should put pressure on Pakistan, which all Pakistan can be afford. So, being a small country, or the country which did lot for the Americans, did a lot for the American security, they should not pressurize the country, people, state and society and the system, which they cannot afford. Pakistan is a responsible state, and the people of the Pakistan and the government of Pakistan have the better information how can to deal the matter, and they will intelligently deal. So Pakistan should not be alone, and is not alone, and we are looking forward to how can the matter can be resolved. We need United States because some of the limitation. United States also need Pakistan. Better is that both countries sit together as they are sitting sometime, say, on the ministerial level or for a minister level.
Right.
They can be discussed the matter and they can talk out the whole of the plan. But this is not the way that publicly or internationally to degrade Pakistan or defame Pakistan, because world knows how much Pakistan has did it and what Pakistan is doing that is appreciable by each and every corner of the world.
Right. Dr. A. Z. Hilali, thank you so much for sparing your time and talking to Radio Pakistan, sir. Listeners, this was Dr. A. Z. Hilali who was talking to us, but due to paucity of time, we could not take any further questions with him. However, now it's the time for mid-hour news, but before that, we would like to welcome also our co-host in the program, Ms. Zara.
Thank you so very much.
You were probably stuck somewhere.
Yes, there is lots of traffic and, there is lots of construction work going around in every sector and every road. So we are all facing all those things.
So this is with now. We will take a short break and return with mid-hour headlines.
Mid-hour News. Prime Minister says the incumbent government has added over 10,000 megawatt electricity to the national grid. Supreme Court has quashed NAB petition for reopening of Hudaybiyah paper mill's reference against Sharif family. In an another verdict, the apex court dismissed a petition seeking disqualification of PTI chief but disqualified the party's secretary general. Government and opposition have arrived at consensus on delimitation of constituencies and census issues. Protest demonstrations were held against Indian state terrorism in various parts of occupied Kashmir today. The United Nations Security Council meets today to discuss North Korean nuclear weapons program. And that was Midhour News.
We will take a short break and return with the topic we are already talking about.
Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel presents in-depth insights into important national and international issues. With expert opinion by eminent analysts, whether it's national security, economy, foreign policy, or infrastructure development. Reaching out to our listeners from Gilgit to Gwadar, from Khyber to Karachi, with unbiased shades of opinion. Radio Pakistan, Voice of the Nation. Keep listening to the English Show Perspective for latest news and analysis from Monday to Saturday from 6:10 p.m. to 7 p.m.
रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल रोजाना सुबह 7 बजे से रात 12 बजे तक लम्हा बलम्हा बदलती सूरत हाल पर रिपोर्ट्स, मुजाकरे इंटरव्यूज हालात हाजरा पर अपने सामईन को बाखबर रखने का अहम जरिया इस्लामाबाद से 1152 किलोहर्ट्ज़ पर कराची से 639 किलोहर्ट्ज़ लाहौर से 1332 किलोहर्ट्ज़ पेशावर से 1260 किलोहर्ट्ज़ और क्वेटा से 756 किलोहर्ट्ज़ पर रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल सुबह 7 बजे से रात 12 बजे तक रेडियो पाकिस्तान कौम की आवाज हर दम हर लम्हा आपके साथ
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the program Perspective with your host, Hassan Bashir and
Zahra Sikandar.
And before we went on the break, we were talking to Mr. Azad Hilali, and we have also talked about so many issues regarding the Pak-U.S. relations and the recent statement which has been issued by the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and accusing Pakistan of doing more and asking that this may not be the case, that Pakistan has to do much more, and it's Pakistan's victimization again looks to be there. But however, Zahra, my question to you is that this relationship between Pak-U.S. relations have seen a lot of ups and downs. It has gone in. Pakistan has played very good. Pakistan has given a lot of sacrifices, not in terms of human, but also economically, also to fight war on terror. Pakistan's two very successful operations which had gone in, like Operation Zarb-e-Azab and Operation Radul Fisad, and Operation Fatah, Waziristan, and number of occasions Pakistan has, Pakistan security personnel, Pakistan's political personalities, Pakistan's common people have given a lot of sacrifices to really fighting against this menace of terrorism. And alhamdulillah, today Pakistan has come to a situation or a place where we see a lot of peace in all the provinces and all along Pakistan. Fatah is rehabilitating, and Fatah's reforms are out there being talked at length about it everywhere. So all these things are seen. Pakistan is growing on the economic front as well. I think that this also is making the enemies of Pakistan a bit jittery, but then we don't consider U.S. as Pakistan's enemy, because Pakistan has been allied to U.S. and there has been ups and downs, no doubt. It does happen in such like situations and such like scenarios of the war, like scenarios are going on, where America is trying to get full hold in Afghanistan, and they are still unable to do that, with 73% of the land is under the control of Taliban, and Americans cannot disengage themselves, classically can't 100% withdraw their troops from there. They are also being asked, and they are in the eyes of others also being they can't have an answer to what has happened, and this the longest American war ever anywhere else in the world. Therefore, this war has been for 16 years, and the outcome is still that they can't have the full grip over the entire land, and they can't have that. Sometimes they try to go towards India, and they're trying to push India to take a very front line role in Afghanistan, so that the situation is comfortable enough for them to really go away. At times they think that they don't want to go away from Afghanistan also. So this, my point is that they are also undecisive themselves in so they are trying to look towards a scapegoat, and they think that Pakistan can be that scapegoat on which they can have the blame game and ultimately can go away. But I think the world understands and the regional powers, this region at least fully understands, and the world in large also understands this, that this is all their own follies. And otherwise Pakistan had always given America a road map for peace in Afghanistan, and Americans do not accept that road map, where Pakistan wanted the Taliban to be brought into the political front line and actively participate and give them a political role in Afghanistan, and also wanted to have a check on the growing interest of India in Afghanistan, not only from that purpose of having relations with Afghanistan, but from the point of view of using Afghan soil to conspire against Pakistan and making Pakistan's situation worse and destabilizing Pakistan, for which we had seen we got hold of Gulbashan Jadhav, a spy, a serving naval officer from Indian Army, from Indian Navy, was caught conspiring against that, and he had his network, and not only that, so many others also. We clearly see the hand of India involved in support of the Balochistan Liberation Front also in Balochistan, and making the things worse even there. Internationally also we see them supporting their charter and their slogans in US and elsewhere, and in Britain and where and where not. So all these things are making the situation more complex by are being to my mind is by not by Pakistan, but it is all their own doing, that what they are doing. They are not trying to listen seriously as to what Pakistan is trying to say. They are always trying to think that there might be some hidden agenda behind this with Pakistan, and that is why Pakistan is always very clear. Pakistan would like to have relations, good relations, with its regional neighbors, and also across the world. Pakistan is proving to have better relations than India, than or any other country for that matter. Pakistan has got good relations with all over the countries all over the world. But the thing is that they are also working so hard to make the Pakistani perception is so bad that the countries across the world start to criticize Pakistan's role in the fight on this terror and in an involvement in Afghanistan, and not letting the things settle down out there. So what in your mind is that, if I may ask you, we understand all this scenario, we understand all this whatever is going on. What is the way forward to, if I say that, what can be the solutions to have with U.S. to way forward to have better relations?
I think you have mentioned some of very pertinent points over here. I'll consider three of the important things that you have mentioned here. The number one thing, whether U.S. and Pakistan relationship could see a way forward in a better shape. Second is that is United States actually trying to portray Pakistan as a scapegoat to actually carry out all those operations and everything and, you know, use it as for its own purposes. And thirdly, that United States and India have a relation and somehow they're enjoying more cordial relations from all this perspective, I think it's very important for Pakistan as well. The onus also lies on the responsibility to see and search for the other narrative and, you know, expect sometimes it's important for the country to see from the perspective of the countries of the with a larger vision, I would say. Pakistan and United States, I would always applaud United States for the kind of appreciation and role and, you know, the kind of trust which United States always have vested in Pakistan and has actually led Pakistan as a frontline ally. And also, Pakistan's role is also commendable in this situation where Pakistan has diligently, you know, held and carried out various operations in this war against terrorism. Somehow there is, an atmosphere of mistrust. And that is because if you see the kind of political situation every day occurring in our country and the kind of message we are giving through the voices which we are seeing around us every time, I mean, this is also a kind of a, again, it's a kind of a narrative or a kind of a, you know, situation which we are portraying to the world. So unless and until we are going to stabilize our political system inside and we have necessary control over all those things which are occurring, and we are not able to, if we are not able to come up with the solid lines as to what should be allowed and what should not be allowed, it's also detrimental for the cause of Pakistan's international stature as well. Because there is obviously mistrust in so many reasons, because people around the world would say that, yes, the security situation in Pakistan is still volatile and fragile, and we still are fighting this menace. Cannot deny that, you know, these things are happening all around the world as well. But Pakistan being as the crossroads of so many important aspects of ranging from strategic location to its economic viability and economic status in this region, and also the kind of responsibility which lies on us because we have seen so many factions inside our country. So if we are not able to come up with solid lines and solid message to the outer world, the world would be certainly confused about Pakistan's perspective in this regard. So it's very important to toe the line which is in the national interest and is following or is leading towards national integration and also serving the purpose of National Action Plan. If we are not going to allow that socio-economic development inside of a country, because, you know, the interior of the country or the internal politics of the country reflects the kind of stature it is holding in its foreign policy. So you cannot deny these two things. So it's important for Pakistan to foster better relations with the United States in more progressive and in a more proactive way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I've got no reasons not to agree with you. But then obviously see the statements which has come from the U.S. State Department, the Secretary, U.S. Secretary Tillerson, who has issued this advice at a Washington think tank, you know. Yes. Earlier this week, he also said that the militants who were focusing on Kabul might one day decide that Islamabad was a better target.
Well, see, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting over here. We are talking about the kind of Kabul regime, and we are talking about the statistically available in real terms, the area which is out of control of the Afghan government. So what is our narrative or what is our line on to that? This question is a very perplexing question as far as Pakistan's, you know, vision on this thing is concerned. A lot many people have criticized Saudi Arabia, for that matter, on the recent, you know, war of words as the status of Jerusalem, when United States has proposed that, yes, it should be the, you know, we are no way to, you know, toe that line, or we are no way to actually support this thing. But it's also important to see that Jerusalem is as important for the Muslim world as it is for the Christian world, and certainly it's important for the Jewish world as well. So every religion should have its say on it. So, but we are seeing that, you know, some countries are even polarized on this situation. So is the case in so many other aspects. If we are not going to show the trust, if we are considering the intentions of other countries in a very narrow or acute way, certainly we are missing the larger picture. So it's a world where integration is undeniable, and if it comes to understand the way world is working, and if there is no certain way how to move forward, then we cannot experiment on with untested things at this juncture of time.
Yeah. So wrapping up this first topic before we go on break, and we will return with the second topic. Pakistan has reiterated its commitment to stamp out terrorism from the country, and it has carried out large-scale operations against the safe havens of terrorists. With this, we'll take a short break and return with the next topic in today's program.
Radio Pakistan ka current affairs channel. Rozana, subah 7 baje se raat 12 baje tak. Lamha ba lamha badalti surat-e-haal par reports, muzakre, interviews. Halat-e-hazra par apne samayin ko bakhabar rakhne ka ahem zariya. Islamabad se 1152 kilohertz par. کراچی سے 639 کلو ہرٹز، لاہور سے 1332 کلو ہرٹز، پشاور سے 1260 کلو ہرٹز اور کوئٹہ سے 756 کلو ہرٹز پر ریڈیو پاکستان کا کرنٹ افیئرز چینل صبح 7 بجے سے رات 12 بجے تک. ریڈیو پاکستان، قوم کی آواز، ہر دم ہر لمحہ آپ کے ساتھ.
Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel presents in-depth insights into important national and international issues. With expert opinion by eminent analysts, whether it's national security, economy, foreign policy, or infrastructure development. Reaching out to our listeners from Gilgit to Gwadar, from Khyber to Karachi, with unbiased shades of opinion. Radio Pakistan, Voice of the Nation. Keep listening to the English Show Perspective for latest news and analysis from Monday to Saturday from 6:10 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the program Perspective with your host, S.N. Bashir and Zara Sikandar. Well, we move on to our next topic, which is government and opposition in agreement on delimitation and census issues. 5% blocks will be re-audited based on random sampling according to the procedure proposed by the opposition. Agreement has been reached between the government and the opposition parties on delimitation and census issues. The consensus was reached during a meeting of the parliamentary leaders of the Senate with the Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi at the Parliament House in Islamabad this morning. And talking to media along with the parliamentary leaders of the opposition parties and leader of the House in Senate, Raja Zafarul Haq, leader of the opposition, Ehtezaz Ehsan, said that the Prime Minister has assured to address the reservations of the opposition parties regarding new delimitations and census. He said 5% blocks will be re-audited based on random samplings according to the procedure proposed by the opposition. Ehtezaz Ehsan said the process will be completed in 30 days and the Prime Minister and a parliamentary committee will monitor the implementation of the process. He said three demographic professionals will review the process and it will be exempted from the PEPRA rules. The leader of the opposition in Senate said that the voting on Constitution Amendment Bill will be held in the upper house on Tuesday next, and all the parties which had objections on the delimitation will take part in the voting process. He said that elections will be held according to the scheduled time, and speaking on the occasion, leader of the house in Senate, Raja Zafarul Haq, said that similar meeting will also be held on the issue of FATA reforms. Now, Zahra, the situation here is that it's first thing is that it's a very good omen.
Yes.
I must say that where the government and the opposition have at least agreed to one point, and that is a common senses, a common ground to be found as to how it should be, done, if at all it has to be done, and how and where the how it should be made credible. So I think this is also one thing is that this shows the political maturity is coming in the country now. After repeated elections, after repeatedly change of governments, their tenures completing, though there can be difficulties in having people out there, I also say that people should be answerable also, because they are voters. They are elected by the people. They are representatives of the people. So they are answerable to them as well on the accounts if they are unable to deliver at the same time. Coming 2018 election, every party now, you see the slowly and gradually the atmosphere is gearing up towards the new elections for Pakistan in 2018, July. So the actively you see the main stream parties are have started, I think, the election campaigning, because we see the people going out there and having huge congregations at different places and showing their strengths and all that. At the same time, these kind of technical issues are also being addressed at the same time, and this is definitely very good. And in it, the Prime Minister has also taken a lot of interest in these things, and the demographic professionals, that is very important. They will be reviewing the process, and it will be exempted from the PEPRA rules. So I think all those who really understand the depth of this whole census, then this is I think a very good step, a very good decision, very good omen for Pakistan that this has come. That is why the leader of the House and Senate, Raja Zafrul Haq, said that similar meetings will also be held on the issue of FATA reforms also. So see, the FATA, at the moment, FATA is very important, and FATA reforms are going to, basically, to my mind, is they're going to give a light for the future of Pakistan also on terrorism and this kind on the state of where the outside world is having his their eyes, a lot of eyes that they don't feel comfortable with the people's rehabilitation in FATA and all that. So the reforms are coming in FATA, the rules are gearing up in FATA. And so I think that these things are importantly.
I think it's also very important to see from this aspect that delimitation of constituencies have, in the larger picture, has impact on the constituencies and the allocation of resources. For example, when the provinces or the federal government decides upon the National Finance Commission or NFC award, not only the number of seats for each province and for each constituency can actually impact the result of the elections or the kind of popularity each party enjoys in specific areas, but also the aspirations of the people who want to vote their certain leaders or certain political aspirations they want to see. So from the voting point of view, it's also very important that all parties should agree on this agenda. And it's also important to see the basis of it, because in Pakistan, military enjoys this favor or this responsibility to actually carry out the process of census and drawing and everything into that process and helping out in that process. So most of the times, it's also important to see in the real sense what are the challenges, and by all political parties are somehow, well, one or the other way, are somehow hinting on the things which are not not appropriate. So from that point of view, it's also important that, yes, political parties have agreed upon certain rules and certain agreements, and they have asked for 5% blocks to be re-audited, which were, censused on the random sampling. So from every aspect, it's a constitutional victory. It's a very good omen, as you already said, and it's also in the larger way going to help the newly found constituencies, which we call as of the Fatah and of the Gilgit-Baltistan, and it's going to be helpful in allocation of proper resources based on solely on the number of population.
And also, we can't really deny and we can't ignore, Zahra, to talk about the anniversary of tragic incident of APS Peshawar is reaffirmation of commitment to make the country peaceful and secure. The third anniversary of the tragic attack on Army Public School Peshawar is being observed tomorrow.
Yes.
And on this day in 2014, six terrorists had stormed the school and martyred 147 students and teachers. The security forces promptly responded to the attack and killed all the terrorists. And after this tragic incident, the government chalked out the National Action Plan to eliminate terrorism from the country. And a special function will be arranged at Army Public School Peshawar tomorrow to mark the day. The Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government has constructed a memorial of APS martyrs in Peshawar, which will be inaugurated tomorrow. And in this program, we have talked today about three very important aspects. The first was Pakistan committed to act against all terrorist groups in its own national interest. Pak's U.S. relations span multilateral dimensions and should not be limited to counterterrorism only. Pakistan has reiterated its commitment to stamp out terrorism from the country, and it has carried out large-scale operations against the safe havens of terrorists. Rejecting a U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's statement, Foreign Office spokesperson Dr. Mohammed Faisal said that operations against terrorists in the country are being carried out in our own national interest. Operation Radul Fasad and before it Operation Zarb-e-Azab broke the backbone of terrorists and improved law and order situation in tribal belt of Pakistan. Also, we talked about government and opposition is in agreement on delimitation and in census issues, 5% blocks will be re-audited based on random sampling according to the procedure proposed by the opposition. Agreement has been reached between the government and the opposition parties on delimitation and census issues. The consensus was reached during a meeting of the parliamentary leaders of the Senate with the Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi at the Parliament House in Islamabad this morning. Talking to media along with military parliamentary leaders of the opposition parties and leader of the House in Senate, Raja Zafrulak, leader of the opposition, Intizaz Ehsan, said that the Prime Minister has assured to address the reservations of the opposition parties regarding new delimitations and census. He said 5% blocks will be re-audited based on random sampling according to the precision proposed by the opposition. Also, tomorrow there will be the third anniversary of the tragic terrorist attack on Army Public School Peshawar will be observed. Now, with this, listeners, this show could not have been possible without the team which is behind the mic. Sound engineer Kashif Ilyas. Program coordinator Mudassar Hussain Rajput. Program in charge Hamad Kiani. And chief executive production Javed Khan Jadoon. A bit of news regarding the weather. Mainly cold and dry weather is expected in most parts of the country. However, more rain, thunderstorm with snowfall over the hills is expected at a few places in Malakand Division and Gilgit-Baltistan. Very cold weather conditions are likely to prevail in northern parts of the country, including Quetta. Dense foggy conditions are likely over plain areas of Punjab and Upper Sindh during night and morning hours. So there is an advisory for everyone to be comfortable, wear good clothes, eat good dry fruit, take a lot of soups and liquids for that matter, and protect yourself from flu and cold. So with this, listeners, we come to the end of our today's perspective. For me, S.N. Bashir and Zara Sikandar, we are signing off from the studio. Allah Nigeman.